It's the moment that many have grown to hate this summer outside their favorite grocery store or shopping mall.
Hello. Are any of you registered to vote here in Colorado?
Including Veronica Canto of Denver.
They come up and out of nowhere.
One day last week, she was approached by three individuals collecting signatures for ballot initiatives. She works in the education field, but says she hasn't had a lot of time to research oil and gas development.
The only reason I thought about fracking today for like the 2 minutes after maybe that they left was because they had asked me. And it's more of, wow, three people have come up to me in the 3 hours that I've been here. That's more in my head than the actual issue.
You have both sides trying to persuade and also putting out their talking points, spending lots and lots of money trying to persuade the electorate.
That's Colorado State University political science professor Kyle Saunders.
And at the end of the day, it muddies the issue.
We wanted to know how signature gatherers were presenting the facts, so we shadowed two groups on both sides of the issue on Denver 16th Street Mall.
This one right here would...
Jessica Cerise is with Coloradans for Safe and Clean Energy, a group backed by Democratic Representative Jared Polis. The group is promoting two local control issues. Initiative 88 would increase the minimum setback for drilling from 500 to 2,000 feet. Issue 89 would add a so-called environmental bill of rights to the state constitution.
So, for example, there's a few cities and counties across the state that are voting to ban fracking. Well, the state of Colorado is in turn suing them so that they will drop these moratoriums. This would give them protection from those lawsuits.
But one detail with the pitch caught our attention.
And I know she said the state is suing these communities. I think they're just suing Longmont. And COGA is suing the other communities at this point.
I'm not at liberty to talk about that.
The state is only suing Longmont. The industry-backed group Colorado Oil and Gas Association has sued Fort Collins, Lafayette, and Longmont. Denver resident Patrick Klimper did sign petitions for both measures. He says he spent time studying the issues and made up his mind by reading a magazine article.
Because I think there's a bit of truth in every ad, and it's just you just have to figure out how much BS is in that, you know? So you just kind of have to do your research, I guess.
Just blocks away, Telby Storbeck is gathering signatures for two ballot issues at the real estate firm Cassidy Turley.
This isn't a vote, no, or vote for, vote against.
The issues are supported by industry-backed groups like Protecting Colorado. Issue 121 would prevent communities that put restrictions on oil and gas development or the process of fracking from accepting oil and gas tax dollars collected in Colorado.
And then the second one is 137 requires that if in fact a city or county would want to do a ban and or moratorium, put that on their ballot, it would require that there is a physical impact statement on there listing the lost revenue that they would come from that.
In a closer read of this ballot language, we found that 137 would require all future statewide ballot measures to have fiscal impact statements. Managing Director and Adams County Planning Commissioner Stuart Moscow said he's very familiar with both topics and signed the initiatives.
We're as close to being activists in these type of things as possible. We have to be, because it affects our livelihood.
Meantime, Veronica Canto said she didn't sign any of the ballot initiatives. She even said she was approached last month by signature gatherers and couldn't remember if she signed anything then.
I'm definitely an educated person, but some of the wording that they're using, and like I said, the different components of these issues, they all blend because the same difficult wording is being used. So I would say that even reading the information that they had and having them speak to me, they're both just as confusing as each other.
Each group has until August 4th to turn in more than 86,000 ballot signatures to the Secretary of State's office to get on the November ballot. Industry-backed Protecting Colorado has about 60,000 signatures for each of its two ballot issues. Coloradans for Safe and Clean Energy says it's gathered around 40,000 for each of its two issues. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.